So pasuk in Yishai, the second parak, says Beis Yaakov lechuvan elcha v'or Hashem. The Beis Yaakov will walk in the light of Hashem. And the Mishnah Sachar says this is a remez that Yaakov Avinu, Beis Yaakov, will be connected to the Or Hashem, the Or of Chanukah, that there's some connection between Yaakov and Chanukah. But what exactly is the connection of Yaakov Avinu to Chanukah? So the pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach tells us, Vayiga b'kafi recho, and the Sar Shel Esav touched the kafi recho, had injured Yaakov Avinu's leg. Vayverach also sham, and the Sar Shel Esav gave Yaakov Avinu a bracha there. What bracha did he receive? It doesn't say which bracha. He just received a stam bracha. Marmanachas Dav Mem Gimel Rebbeis tells us, Chayv Adam Levarach Mea Brachas B'Chayom V'Yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachas each day. What's the source? The Gemara says, based on the pasuk, V'Atay Yisam Ma Hashem Okecha Shol Me'imach. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask of you? How is this a hint of Mea Brachos? So Tosfos brings three different explanations. He quotes a Rashi that says, Ma Hashem Shol Me'imach. Ma is Gematria of, rather not Gematria, it's Ma is Mea. It's 100. You add the Aleph in the middle. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, which says that there are 100 letters in this entire pasuk. And Tosfos says the word Ma in Atbash turns out to be the Gematria of 100. So there are three different ways that this pasuk is Merames to 100, but this is the source that a person needs to recite 100 brachas each and every single day. So the Sar Shel Esav injured the Kaf, which is the Gematria of 100. He injured the Kaf, he injured 100 of Yaakov Avinu, if you will. The Bracha was the Bracha itself. In other words, he gave him the Bracha the ability, the Chiv of Meir Brachos. The Meir Brachos will fix the Kaf, will fix the 100. So he injured 100, but he gave him the Vayvarachos Hosham, he gave him the ability, the Kacha Bracha, the 100 Brachos to fix the Kaf, which is also 100. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Yerech represents, symbolizes the Midah of Hod, one of the Esser Spheres, the Midah of Hod. Since the Hod was injured, we're masaking that Hod with Brachos, which is Hod El Hashem. In other words, a Bracha is giving Hodat Hashem. So since the Hod was injured, we had to fix it through the Bracha of Hodah, through adding Hod to Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov is the Midah of Emes, which equals the Gematria of 141. Adding the Bracha of Meir Brachos, the number 100, we get 541. So Emes plus 100 equals 541, which equals the new name of Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu was given the Bracha of 100. Yaakov Avinu was Emes. He was given 100 Meir Brachos. Emes plus 100 is a 541, which equals his new name, Yisrael. Of all the brothers, Binyamin represents the Midah of Hod, since he was the only one who did not give thanks, who did not bow down to Esav. All the other brothers did bow down to Esav, Binyamin did not. So Binyamin's Hod, if you will, was unscathed, was completely unaffected, and it was pure. So Binyamin, says the Chassam Sofer, has 35,400 descendants when Bnei Israel was counted. And Chassam Sofer explains that Meir Brachos in every single day of 354 days. There are 354 days in a Jewish calendar. So 354 times 100 brachos each day ends up being 35,400 because Binyamin represents the Midah of Hod and Meir Brachos represents the Midah of Hod. So Kislev is the month of that's connected to Binyamin. Each of the months are corresponding to the one of the 12 Shvatim. So Kislev is connected to Binyamin. Kislev is about Chanukah. Chanukah is all about Hod. Binyamin is all about Hod. So Chanukah, Hod, and Kislev, and Binyamin all very much connect. What does it mean that there's a pagam in the Hod, that the Sar Shel Esav is pogam, the Hod, the regal of Yaakov Avinu? So the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph explains that Ein Bal Hanes Makir Niso. When a person experiences a nes, he doesn't realize it. He doesn't give the proper Hodah. It's about Shichah. He forgets. He forgets to give the proper things that he's supposed to. That's what the Tana de Be'eliyahu explains. Since he forgets, he doesn't have the ability to give thanks. This is what the Sar Shel Esav did with the Hod. He made us forget. He made us forget the Nisa, made us forget the ability to thank. Yavin is all about Shicha, as we say, La'ashkicham Torah Secha, that they tried to make us forget the Torah. How do we fix it? We need to remember and recognize Hashem. That's how we fix it. The Gemara in Horyos Daf Yud Gimel Aleph tells us that Shemen Zayas improves the memory. This is why the Nes took place with the Shemen Zayas. It's supposed to help the Zichon, help the memory, help overcome the forgetfulness. Yaakov went back to get the Pachim Katanim. He lost the small little jugs. The Nes was with the Pach of Shemen. Pach is the opposite of the letter Kaf. The Sar Shel Esav was injured. He injured the Kaf. And Yaakov had to fix it by getting the Pach, which is the same exact letters. Would you flip around this very Kaf, the Kaf, and fix the 100 and fill with Shemen's ice to improve the memory and to improve the Midah of Hod? Gemara Chagiga Daf Tesmah Beis tells us, Eino Doma, one who learns 100 times, to one who learns 101 times. The Sar over Shikha is called Sam, Chazal tells, which equals 100. That's in his name. His name was Sam, 100. He makes us forget things. And the Sar over Zichon is Michal. Michal equals 101. So the 100 represents Shikha. That's what was injured with the Kaf. He injured the 100. He injured the Shikha. He gave us Shikha in Yaakov Avinu. We need to turn the Kaf into a Pach, fill this Pach with Shemin, improve our memory, improve our acknowledgement of Hashem, improve the Hodah, and have it overflow to the number 101, to Michal.